Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I would like to feed you with spiritual food. Why don't we pray and ask the Lord to really speak to us? Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world in order to save us from sin, save us from the destruction of sin and death. We thank you, Father. We are convinced and persuaded that you love us, Lord. And we believe you're going to feed us with good spiritual food in this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 16 say, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." When we pray, something supernatural occurs. Prayer is the most powerful posture we can take in this earthly realm. When we pray, we connect the strongest part of ourselves with the strongest force in the universe, the Spirit of God. When we open ourselves to the Lord, His Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are His children. It is so important to have faith and confidence that God is our Father and we are His child. It's so important. This confidence helps us to approach Him with faith and humility. And we know that God listened to the prayer or the request of His children. Prayer is simply talking to our Heavenly Father. When we come to God with a childlike heart, there is no right or wrong way to pray. The important part is that we do it. We talk to our Daddy in heaven. We believe He loves us. We believe that He has the great plan for our life and He wants us to do His will. We are confident that the Lord has shown grace to us and He wants to reveal Himself to us rather than thinking that we need to commit to an hour of prayer a day. Start with every day. I'm going to pray 5 minutes, then add on to it. We should talk to God every day. We should build our close relationship with Him. We pray to praise Him, thank Him. We pray for our need. We ask Him to meet our need. We ask Him to speak to us, listen to Him, and ask Him to lead us and find His will. Prayer is a two-way communication. You praise God, you thank God, you ask God for your need, and you listen to Him. And you ask Him to speak to you as well. John chapter 15, verse 16 say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." God the Father is sitting on the throne in heaven. God the Son is at the right hand of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life that we can approach the Father through Jesus Christ. So by faith in Jesus, we pray to the Father in His name, and the Father will give us whatever we ask. John chapter 16, verse 23, "In that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." You talk to God, you ask God for your need, you ask God to tell you what you need to do, teach you, train you. Remember, prayer is a privilege. You have the privilege to talk to the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. And without Jesus, we would not be able to come directly to God. We would not be able to make our request known to Him. We would not be able to know peace that surpasses all understanding. Make prayer as a priority in your life. Every day when you wake up, you talk to God. You fellowship with God. Put Him first and draw strength from the wonderful privilege we have in the Lord. Always communicate with Him. Draw the strength and wisdom from Him. Ask Him to help you and guide you and give you wisdom. The Holy Spirit will help you and strengthen you. Spend time with God. When you sit in a car and driving, you talk to God. When you are at the office typing your computer, you connect with God. Let Him talk to you, guide you. James chapter 5, verses 14 to 18. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he was committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I love this passage of the scripture. When people get sick, call the elder, pray, and God will answer. The Bible said the prayer of the righteous man is powerful. Wow, the Bible emphasized the importance of prayer. We should pray. We should praise God, worship God, thank God, talk to God, ask for our need. And we, like Elijah, we are simple people who come to God by faith. And we approach the throne of God and we ask Him for help. So many times in my life, that I went on a mission trip and the weather was not good for me to record the teaching outdoor. And I asked God to change the weather, and He did. He stopped the rain. He helped me. When we asked God for the parking spot, He opened the parking spot for us. We asked God for direction and wisdom. He tell us the wisdom what to do next. Sometimes I could not find some of the objects. And I asked God, where is it? Where is it? Show me, Lord. And He showed me. He said, go to that room, and it's there. We pray to God. We ask God for help. So from now on, remember this. Because you believe in Jesus, you are born again. You repent of your sin. You are a child of the living God. And you can approach the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. And have confidence that when you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, He will hear you and answer you. And you will see miracles and breakthrough in your life. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can come into your presence anytime because Jesus has made a way for us. Thank you for the privilege of spending time with you and being able to freely ask you for the things you have put on our heart, Lord. Speak to my spirit and show me the path of my life. If you are facing sickness right now, the Bible says that when we pray for the sick shall recover. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we command sickness in the body of my brother and sister to go away. And you promise us, Lord, when we pray, the sick shall be healed. So we right now proclaim, declare the healing on the life of my brother and sister in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe from now on, you will talk to God and pray every day. And you will build that habit of fellowshipping and communicating with God. Build your relationship with God, okay? God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Story of the Lord.